Today is my big coaching day. It's when I pour my whole heart and soul into our mastery clients. And I had a quick break and wanted to pop in here and say hi and give you just a little bit of love and support, because I don't want you to feel like you have to struggle to your big goals and dreams, and even just day-to-day living, to be quite honest. And so this is something that is a money block for a lot of women, and I have really gone through this myself, and I just want to be that bright light for you and loving interruption for you of really acknowledging where you're choosing to struggle. There are going to be challenges and struggles in our life and in our business for that matter, right? It's just a part of this beautiful roller coaster that we are on as entrepreneurs. However, there's so many that we don't have to endure, but then we truly choose to endure them. There is always a solution because you are resourceful AF. We just don't always tap into that power, and then we get stuck in the story of like, it has to be this way. This feels really hard. I'm going to burn my business down. I'm never going to reach six figures, seven figures, you know, all of those things. And so I just want to be your loving interruption today of like, from a time perspective, because we're talking about time all week long, take a step back and be honest with yourself. You do not have to share this with anyone else, but I'll be honest with you. So when Emma was an itty bitty baby, we were, you know, starting this online business. I had no idea where it was going to go, but my goal was time freedom. Ironically, we're talking about time this week. I knew I wanted and craved time freedom. I knew that I wanted to be able to have the bandwidth to be the mother and the wife that I truly always wanted to be, like that I dreamed about in my head. And so I just knew I needed to set up my environment to be able to thrive, right? And so I grew an organization, a nonprofit organization that helps kids and teens with cancer for 10 plus years. And so when we were starting to have a family, I knew that there needed to be a big move, a big change, which is why the online business started. And the goal has and always will be to empower and support women that have big goals and dreams. That's truly at the end of the day, that's what it's always been. It's evolved as I've evolved and the world has evolved. And that's every amazing business does that, right? And so I say all of this because when she was little, I didn't allow people to support me. Like, I pushed everyone away. I was struggling so much with postpartum depression, anxiety. I didn't know. A mom, you are a 24/7 nurse, truly. Okay. My internet keeps going out. This message is too important. I wonder if I just went to my 5G. If it happens again, I will switch. Such is life, right? There's always going to be an upper limit. And a lot of times it's technology. And I laugh at it now. It doesn't even trip me up anymore. I'm just like, yeah, okay, there it is again. There's that technology upper limit. Anyways, I struggled and struggled and struggled, but I chose to struggle. There is always a solution. And so now with child number two, I have been feeling those feelings of postpartum anxiety and depression. And I have started to open up to my husband, to my team, to my clients, to now you listening to the podcast, right? Like, and I just think it's important because then I sat down, well, we were on a phone call, but my husband and I, we already were planning on Boone going to full-time childcare. We already had it in the plans to have him go in August. And I just was on a call with him last week and I said, I truly need that moved up. Like, for my mental health, I need it moved up. I do not love the thoughts that I'm having. I'm not being the mother that I want to be, the business owner that I want to be, the wife that I want to be, and I need more support. And we've been going through a 4-month sleep regression and eczema and just early signs of teething. It's just all hitting at once. And I truly forgot how hard it is. And so instead of pretending that my emotions aren't there, I, through the work of mindset work over all the years from now, Emma to Boone has been about 5 years. So I've grown a lot in that process, and I'm speaking up and being my best advocate for what I truly need. And just knowing that I have childcare lined up already is like literally giving me life. Like, we are going on a date night tomorrow night, and we're gonna do a family day on Saturday, and just like all the things that I know that I need, which brings me to my point of like the top two things that are truly the things that I want you to prioritize the most. Okay. Number one is self-care. This doesn't always have to be glitz and glam, right? Massages, nails, all of those things absolutely make you feel amazing, but really tapping into and listening to like truly what do you need? Is it a coffee that day? Is it sleep? Is it just to vent, right? Is it a yummy dinner? Is it a walk outside because it's so nice outside? Is it all of those things, right? Like, the more you can prioritize self-care first, your business is going to explode. Like, I know come June, my business is literally gonna quadruple. Like, I already feel it in my soul because I'll have the time and the energy to go and do work, right? Close it down, right? Come home, be mom, be wife, right? Get good sleep because hopefully by then we'll be in like good sleep patterns. Like, so I know that this is a season, but I also don't want to just be like, well, I'm just gonna struggle and suck it up. The world tells us to do that since we were little girls, and there's just better advice out there, right? And so it's being your best advocate, tapping into the self-care that you need every single day, prioritizing yourself. And I'm not saying anything that you probably don't know, but there's a huge difference between knowing and doing consistently and doing more and more and more because the world tells you not to, right? And so we tend to back away from investments for ourselves and spend money on our kids. We put ourselves last, right? Like, we push off, you know, people that want to support us and, you know, just all of those things. And so I just want you to take a step back and really like be honest with yourself of like, where am I choosing to struggle and how can I really like massively like load up on the self-care that I need and what is that? Right? It is no one else's job to do that besides you. Like, obviously, people can love on you and like ask you to do things and all of those things. But at the end of the day, happiness is an internal job, right? Internal job, meaning it is your responsibility. I think the same is true about wealth. I think the same is true about joy and any other feeling that you want to create. It is truly an internal job. Your responsibility. You get to be your advocate and then enroll everyone in your vision and what you need their support with. So like when I like came to my husband last week, he was so safe and he was like, if that's what you feel like you need, right? You're worth it. Your mental health is worth it. Now, we could have had a very different conversation and I would have needed to like keep explaining to him like, you know, this is what I need. How can we make a win-win, right? There's always a way, right? There's always a way to what you need, and we just get to figure it out. And it may look different, but we make up stories in our heads that it's just not possible before we even try, right? For anything. And so I just don't want you to fall into that trap. So self-care is the first thing that you need. The second one is a massive, solid strategy around lead generation. So this comes down to your marketing and your sales, right? Because leads, soulmate clients, is what feels even better nowadays, more in the feminine energy, but leads are what people know that they're called. But soulmate clients, right? Really getting people into your ecosystem, into your world consistently, right? Day after day is literally one of the most powerful things you can do for your business. I have people joining my programs that have known me for years and they're just now joining, right? So if I didn't prioritize sales and social media, then that wouldn't be happening, right? So it's really like the non-glamorous day-to-day that you are prioritizing in your business, AKA lead generation strategies, right? Of really understanding your market and what they need and how we can give it to them and really like build this beautiful ecosystem. And beautiful doesn't mean massive. Like, statistically, I should not have the level of the business that I do, but I do because I'm so involved. I build those connections. I build those relationships. I have a methodology in place that feels really good, and people can feel that and they want it, and then they don't leave. Like, our retention is unheard of in the online space. And I really do believe it's because of all the love, the care, the support that we pour into our people. Like, we're about to get on a call. And I'm like so freaking excited to literally pour into my humans, right? Like, they're my people. I love them. I want them to be successful. Their success is my success. They're literally so responsible. They take ownership of their goals and their dreams. They enroll me for support, right? Like, hey, Nelly, this is what I need. Like, they are leading the way, and that I am there to support them, right? It's not the other way around. And that is so powerful because they will be successful for the rest of their lives because they're not dependent on me, but they equally know they can benefit from coaching, mentoring, community support. So it's a both and, right? They are their best advocate. They're leading the way, but they also know that they don't want to struggle alone. This goes in our personal life and in our business, right? So the doors are closing to the Sales and Social Media Mastery Program. If you haven't looked at the page, please look at it. We added some extended payment plans, a pay in full, like juicy savings if you pay in full. This program is truly you going to business school. And I don't know about you, but I graduated with $50,000 of student loan debt and paid during school. So we are literally asking for a fraction of the price and working with you all year long, giving you customized support, feedback, accountability, training, strategy to help you with truly the self-care piece. And most importantly, that lead machine, right? That soulmate client attractor. Ooh, that sounded so good. That soulmate client attractor mechanism, because it's different for each business, right? So the reason why I've designed the program the way it is it cannot be just a course that you watch. It will not give you the value that it deserves unless we're in a container live together where you are learning, right? You are implementing, but then we can customize it to you. There is no one size fits all for every business. And so the level of strategy that we're teaching truly needs to be a dialogue, right? Where I am teaching and supporting you in real time, working through things. Every market is different. Every offer is different. Every human is different. And so I know for you to be successful, this is how I need to shape and mold this program. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. If time or money is what's holding you back, let's have a conversation. There could just be some fear. We do not pressure anyone. I am very, very, I don't love the word picky. I'm very intentional with who is in this container because energetically, I need you to be in a good space, right? Like, and maybe this isn't the program for you, but I don't want this to pass by. I have decided that, like, truly the doors are closing to this program. We start June 1st. They're with us for a whole entire year. They'll be able to continue to the next level of what I have planned for them after that, but they don't have to. But I've done like open and close throughout the year, but I just truly want to be with this group for a whole year, close the container and just dial in and be able to like really focus on them. So this is going to be our biggest program that we launch for the next year. We'll do other like small programs, meaning like short experiences and like evergreen products. But like, if you're ready and craving true, deep, customized support plus community plus massive growth personally and professionally, like, this is business school. This is personal growth school, business school, all wrapped up into one. And for the right person, you will know that it's you. And sometimes our fear can get in the way. So I just encourage you to DM me and let's chat about it, or email us at support@thewealthyqueenmovement.com. If we need to like rework a payment plan for you that feels good, we'll do it. Like, I trust that you will pay because you want to be here. You want to be in school. You want to learn and grow, and you're willing to invest in yourself. If time is your biggest struggle where you're like, Nelly, I'm already overloaded. I'm already exhausted. I've already invested in so many programs, but I feel so called to be here. even just giving me a couple hours a week, we can find a couple hours a week. Maybe we rework some things in your schedule, right? I teach live, but everything you can access on the go. And equally, you get one-on-one on the go support with me. So you can literally be driving down the road and be talking to me. And then when I'm driving down the road, I can be talking to you. It's one of my favorite features in this program, along with just all of the other goodness that we add in here. You are guaranteed to grow. I can guarantee you to grow if you're willing to show up. Growth will look different for each and every person, but I just couldn't be more excited for these humans, for this program. And I just don't want this opportunity to pass you by. This is not me begging and pleading. I do not chase people. I've really detached from how many more enrollments we have because I truly want it to be soul aligned clients that truly see the value. I don't have to beg or convince you or chase you down. You just get it. And you're willing, like if you're like, Nelly, I've got to figure out a payment plan. Can we work together? Nelly, I'm stressed on time. Like, what would you suggest? Like, this program will wildly support you if you allow it to. So if you haven't checked it out, salesandsocialmediamastery.com, send us a DM, send us an email, support@thewealthyqueenmovement.com. Doors are closing at the end of this month. And we start officially June 1st, but the minute you start paying, you start getting support. Like we literally have a bonus call today. So we're getting everyone like going and then the true curriculum starts June 1st, which I'm super excited about. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. If your heart is feeling pulled to have a conversation, be your best advocate. Reach out to me, right? Ask. Let's have a conversation. At the end of the day, it's your decision. I will never pressure you. If you get in the program and you're like, Nelly, this is just not for me, give us a 30-day notice. I used to have contracts with people and just energetically, the season of life that I'm in, quite honestly, it can be a drain because either people are fulfilling their contract, but they don't want to be there, or they're not fulfilling their contract and we're like, like you said you were going to pay this and we held your spot, right? You signed a legal document. And so I just literally let all that shit go. I know I have amazing sales and social media skills. I don't need anyone to say yes to me. Like I always grow my company. I always figure it out because of the skills that I have created for myself, which is exactly what I want to teach you, right? Like truly, like this is not the only program that I'm launching. I'm not one of those people like I'm just teaching you to do what I've done. I am doing personal development programs this year. I am investing in stocks. Like I have a whole wealth machine. This is just truly like where I love to witness people's transformation and selfishly like be deep in your business because I'm obsessed with business. Everywhere else it will be very hands off. You do not get my time. They get my time. So my family gets my time and they get my time. So you have until the end of this month. Let's have a conversation. Check out the sales page. Check out the payment plans. Work and figure it out. There's always a way. We can always have a conversation. You can always say yes. You can always say no. There's no wrong answer. It is what it is, but don't just say, oh, I can't do it, right? I used to be that girl where I would like go to the sales pages and like go to the checkout page and then like talk myself out of it over and over and over again to the point where I just got so sick and tired of that self-sabotaging behavior. And I'm not saying that you're doing that. I'm just being open and honest of like, oh, it was so annoying. I spent so much time. We're talking about time this week. Holy shitballs. I spent so much time talking myself out of my goals and dreams that I was just done. And one day I was having a call with a potential coach and I was just like, I have to figure this out. Resourceful AF. It took me a couple of months to figure it out. I kept messaging him and kept messaging him. And I was like, I will be your dream client. I will be your biggest success story. And we worked 2 solid years together and it was the best thing that I could have done. And now I have 2 new coaches, right? And I'm doing the same thing and going deeper and quantum leaping faster, like investing your time and money in knowledge. I'm not saying you have to do this program, but the more you invest in knowledge, no one can take that away from you, right? I spent 4 years getting a public relations degree that I use to this day. Yes, I had to pay off all that debt and I do not love that piece of the story, but I've worked through that. And like no one can ever take away that knowledge, right? Like, and I was just talking to my husband about that the other day. He's like, you probably use your degree in ways that you don't even realize sometimes. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to start being grateful for those 4 years, because for a while I had a lot of resentment around those 4 years and the debt that it accumulated and how I started adulthood. And so had to work through that. But it, like just even that conversation, I was like, you know what? Like everything that we learn from books, courses, coaches, mentors, conferences, you don't always use it right in that moment, but no one can take that knowledge away. And it ignites when it's supposed to ignite, but learning it is half the battle, right? Implementing is the other half. So we help you do both in this container at the pace that you desire, right? You are the advocate. We are here to support you. So please just DM us, email support@thewealthyqueenmovement.com. We're here. You have until the end of the month. Let's figure it out together if you desire it. So, sales and social media. So more importantly, self-care, right? And lead generation, right? Lead generation is so important. The more you prioritize that in your business, everything else will work. We stress out so much about unnecessary things in business. Like, I need to have a pretty website and I need to have swag. Don't get me wrong. I love all of those things, but they're distractions for what actually is going to grow your business at the end of the day. I have literally sent people PayPal links, not had a cute website, not had any swag at some point, right? Like, so truly, the more you can invest in really figuring out your lead generation machine, aka your soul aligned client attractor mechanism. So good. That's what we'll be doing the whole time. And it's 1:11 here, so I'm going to go ahead and end there. All right. Have a great day. I love you.